Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
I'm Lucas Buckley.
Hurricane Milton tracking the storm for you this morning on WBEN. It came ashore at about 8:30 last night. The St. Petersburg area suffering significant damage, including at least one construction crane toppling, the ripping off of the roof at Tropicana Field, as you just heard moments ago. Ashley Giovanetti is a spokeswoman for Pinellas County. She told WTSP-TV officials do not want those who had sheltered in place or evacuated to try and return this morning.
And it's still really early to tell about exactly the extent of the damage, and we're going to have assessment crews go out and see exactly what, as far as the damages are and like the power lines that are down. So we really want to just hit home that people need to stay inside until we give the all clear.
In powerful storm surges threatening parts of Florida, here's meteorologist David Parkinson.
On the southern end of the storm, places like Punta Gorda and Fort Myers and Naples seeing surge that continues to build as water piles up into those bays. That is where there are locations where houses will be marooned on islands surrounded by water as the storm surge pushes inland.
Ginger Z is in Fort Myers.
Tornadoes happen with every hurricane, but I will say with Milton, the all-out tornado outbreak that took over was so impressive. Part of that was because of the orientation of the storm. Part of it, the power, right? You have those outer bands. They rip across the friction of the land and the combination of those thunderstorms lifting. But I really was thrown by the size of the tornadoes.
And those tornadoes happening in parts of downtown Tampa, too. And, you know, watching some of the coverage last night, you're having people, and we heard this over the past few days, relieved somewhat that they're higher up. Everyone who's riding out the storm said they were higher up than the first or second or third floor, where they weren't concerned that much about the storm surge or some of the flash flooding. And then I'm watching this last night, and they're telling people who live in some of those high rises to maybe get down a little bit lower because there's a tornado threat You know, and as we just heard right there, they happen during every hurricane, but the scope of those yesterday were quite immense.
It really was an outbreak, too. I saw a map on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, of just red dots everywhere around the state of Florida signaling where a tornado touched down. So terrifying. We have more from Tampa now from Jocelyn Lee.
Florida bracing for a long night ahead.
Hunker down if you're in the path of this storm. It's dangerous outside.
And now the major fear, a record storm surge from Tampa and south to Sarasota and Fort Myers. Up to 13 feet could swamp Sarasota. Authorities now warning there will be no rescues until the hurricane passes.
And that's the scene in Tampa. Meanwhile, some residents who heeded the evacuation warnings found that finding a place to stay to ride out the storm was easier said than done.
It's difficult for some of these families to find a hotel room. Some places like in Jacksonville, the mayor says that their downtown area, their hotels are full. So those factors combined, it's been next to impossible for some of these families to evacuate if they need to.
I mean, we can leave, but you're looking at the interstate. By the time you find a place, there's no place. You can't go to Georgia, you can't go to Carolina, so you got to go west toward Pensacola, Panama City. I'm pretty sure all that's booked to Mobile, Alabama. All the rooms are took it.
Roughly 6 million people live in those mandatory evacuation zones.
It's Brooke Schaefer with the report there. Now, the hurricane is passing through. It's on the eastern edge of Florida right now, still as a Category 1 hurricane, but the hope is that the worst of the storm is over and it will be passing over Florida right now.
Well, back home, a state Supreme Court judge has issued a temporary restraining order yesterday blocking construction of the planned $1 billion project to tunnel a portion of the 33 Expressway. WBEN's Brayton Wilson has more.
Attorney Alan Bozer, representing the Eastside Parkways Coalition, says state Supreme Court Judge Emilio Koliakovo found the coalition's case for a temporary injunction satisfied all criteria of a likelihood of success and irreparable injury to the residents in and around Humboldt Parkway, as well as a weighing of the equities for the project.
Their concern focuses on the community, which has extremely high rates of respiratory illness and cardiovascular illness. The state wants to go ahead with 4.5 years of heavy construction and blasting and noise and particulates in the air in a community which is already suffering from these illnesses.
The injunction will block the State Department of Transportation from proceeding any further on work relating to the Kensington Expressway until a hearing is held on October 25th. Terry Robinson has lived in Humboldt Parkway for the last 40-plus years and is a member of the Eastside Parkways Coalition. He feels Wednesday's ruling from Judge Koliakovo was a just decision.
I think that he made a very studied decision, and it follows the facts and the law. I think it's fair, and I think it gives an indication of better things to come.
And for the time being, Robinson is relieved that this decision is a start toward the project never getting off the ground.
These guys have been doing everything they can to make the construction imminent prior to a fair hearing in court. What they were doing is they've advertised a request for qualifications. They've done it as a design build project, something with no guardrails, something to proceed as quickly as possible to get the work started. Yeah, this is huge. This is a huge victory for the people of Western New York. It's the right thing to do. The judge did the right thing today.
More from Robinson is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. And we were just talking about that issue yesterday. And lo and behold, there comes the court ruling. Well, how about this? Three men, 32-year-old Michael Robinson, 26-year-old Lamar Rennell Bolden, and 24-year-old Antonio Jones Jr., arrested on federal mail theft and conspiracy charges after they responded opening mail collection boxes outside the Cayuga Road post office near the airport in Cheektowaga and stealing mail. Police say they were able to open the boxes with an arrow key. That's the key that postal workers use. But they're not sure if there was a link with an August robbery of a letter carrier where one of those arrow keys was taken.
Compared to the rest of the country, we have not had the issue as severe as the rest of the country, but we have had carriers held up. We have had arrow keys stolen. So from that standpoint, that's an issue.
That's David Grosskopf, who's the president of the Western New York branch of the National Association of Letter Carriers. He told Channel 2 that his own union's checks were in the mail that were intercepted, which It's never good news to hear, but federal charges now for three people involved in that.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has pushed for car makers to make seatbelt reminders more aggressive and now says they appear to be doing so in response to IIHS ratings. Chris Van Cleve has more.
Failure to buckle up continues to play a large role in fatal accidents. An IIHS study found a persistent reminder was much more effective at getting part-time seatbelt wearers to buckle up than a minimal reminder. It found an audible reminder that lasted at least 90 seconds increased belt use by around 30%, and that could mean saving almost 1,600 lives a year if every vehicle on the road was equipped with that 90-second reminder.
90-second reminder is what they're talking about there. Have you know? This has been the truth in just about every car I've ever had. What about yours? When you don't have a seatbelt on, how does your car beep?
It makes like almost like when the door is open, right? It makes the same sound as that. I don't want to make the sound on air, but
then how long does it last?
Maybe not.
Never stops.
I don't think it stops.
You've never had it stop.
But the intervals might be a little questionable.
Well, I remember this like it was definitely loud on my first car when I had it. Back in the day, they just used to put a little light on there. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
There was no sound at all. And then, you know, it turned into a ding, ding.
There we go.
So that's mine. My car now, it does that, and then it gets faster and faster and faster until it's like it's inoperable if you don't have your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Which I mean, that's what they're going for. It's good news. But every once in a while when I have to admit, I'm just moving a car around in a parking lot or something like that, and I don't necessarily put my seatbelt on. Well, it is very annoying.
My car will give you three blocks. I've counted three stop signs, and then it starts beep, beep, and then it gets really quick, and then, like you said, and it will take over everything on the dashboard with put your seatbelt on. The radio will have put your seatbelt on.
It doesn't let you listen to anything.
It just takes over everything, and the graphic is all over your car.
Wow. I mean, that's there. They're pretty serious.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI Com.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Clouds this morning followed by sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures today in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Some 30s across the southern tier. Friday looks great. Highs in the mid-60s with mostly sunny skies. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us now on the WBEN Chaucer College live line is Ray Collins. He fled from Florida ahead of Hurricane Milton making landfall. Ray, tell us about how that trip went.
Well, actually, I'm still in Florida. Good morning. I'm in Orlando right now. We drove 2 hours inland off the coast of Sarasota, and we awakened at about 3 a.m. as the storm went over us. It felt like the windows were going to break, and by this point, it was just a Category 1. So I can't imagine how bad it was back where I live in Sarasota. I've talked to a few people, and we, of course, lost power back in Sarasota, but my our home is intact. It's a high-rise condo. But, yeah, it's finally quiet here. I guess the thing is, it's been like watching the stock market. The past few days, I've been looking at the track of the radar where I was supposed to go. And at first, it was north of us, then south of us. And every 6 hours, I'm checking the update to see which way it's going to go. It felt like I was a stock analyst trying to track an important company.
Yeah, the tracking of the storm has to be especially unnerving when you know your home is in the middle of all that and trying to get a sense of how that's holding up, how your neighborhood is holding up. I can't imagine being able to do that, especially in the dark, Ray, which how much do you know at this moment about your neighborhood?
Oh, I've been able to talk to some, or I should say text with some neighbors who said, no, we've lost power, but there's no windows broken, so looks like we're in good shape. But yeah, Brian, the whole thing about packing your bag to leave, I mean, we just got back from a two-week vacation a few weeks ago, and here we were packing the same bag again, throwing some of the same things in the bag, also grabbing passports again, but for different reasons, not knowing if we'd come back to a house. I've never had that sensation before. You know, growing up in Buffalo, I never had to pack to leave to not know if the blizzard would knock down the house. It wasn't like that. But down here, these hurricanes are just more insidious than what I had back in Buffalo.
Right now, the storm looks like it's moving off of Florida's eastern coast. What are you seeing right now, Ray? Is it just maybe some heavy rain, or are you still seeing some of those maybe tropical storm-like gust still?
No, it's over now. It's just amazing. It's about 3 o'clock. It just became quiet, and the forecast today is sunny and warm, low humidity, high of 80. So we're looking at a nice few days. But certainly wouldn't take this trade-off again. But no, it's peaceful here. I did see some reports about the Tropicana Field, where our Rays play baseball, that reported this, that the roof has been shredded in the wind. And that's actually where the utility workers were going to be based with their cots. And that roof is now exposed. So that's going to be quite a video to see later today.
Yeah, I mean, the image from that is absolutely incredible, the roof being shredded. What do you look at that will inform your decision on when to return home?
Well, I'm laughing because we're actually staying at some friend's place in a guest house. And we'd like to stay until our power goes back on back in Sarasota. But we don't want to overstay our welcome here. So it's kind of a ticklish thing as far as that goes. Again, living in the condo off the water, we're relatively okay. The place is in one piece. I don't know how the roads are yet, though. Not until I get back there to find out how easy it is to get around. But now, I also work in real estate, and I imagine there's going to be people looking to leave Sarasota now and leave Florida, for that matter, after all this bad publicity and bad weather. So professionally and personally, this might have quite an impact on me.
And that'll be something to watch for sure in the coming weeks. You know, that decision to move, when to go back, a lot of people have different, you know, things that they're looking at, as you mentioned, how long your welcome is with your friend.
Yeah,
the decision
right.
to leave in the first place. I'm wondering, you have a friend out there. You were able to go somewhere. We've been hearing stories, though, in the last 24 hours of people who, I mean, really didn't have that many places to go. And hotel rooms were all booked up from people leaving Florida or people still dealing with the last hurricane. Did that make this time around, maybe not for yourself, but for other people around you, the decision of whether to stay or go that much more difficult?
Yeah, I had a neighbor who was going to try to tough it out, a woman in her 60s, and she was going to stay. And then it just got so bad that she wound up going to a local shelter, also known as an elementary school. But this was the first time I've ever evacuated. I've lived in Florida on and off for 37 years and been through a dozen hurricanes. This was the first time I packed up and left. And we weren't going to. We were going to try to stay. We were watching the track. I said, well, I think we should be okay. It's going north of us or south of us. But finally it said, no, Sarasota is going to be in the crosshairs. So that's when we took up one of the invitations. We had offers from friends in Nashville and Hartford and South Carolina, but we finally chose to drive 2 hours inland to Orlando. And somebody said, well, why would you go to Orlando? You're still in the path of... And we were, but it's just 2 hours more diluted having to travel over land. It was down to a Category 1 by the time it crossed over us. But boy, it caused the windows here to rattle and wind like I've never heard before.
Oh, incredible. And we're glad that you're safe and able to join us this morning. Hope of the best for what you return to back home. Ray, thanks so much. Ray Collins joining us on the line. He left his home, had to, because of the storm, and still waiting to see what the extent of that damage is. A lot of people are this morning.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.